Reminisce about my childhood, doing things kids did. Rough house playing in the band of lies, throwing rock. Trash can tops playing Captain America. That part of zombie trapped in my mind and never blurs. I sometimes visit my youth, close my eyes and visualize sitting on the stoop of my crib. It's weird. We had the hour gang shit jumping off, bring it up to date, a couple are gone. Anyway, we was tight knit, mixed with Spanish and black kids. Inner city youth, colorblind. Even though kids fight in class, we get past the nonsense. When no grown folk intervene, we conscious. Do it on our own with caution. Punches are thrown, but an hour later we talking. If things get out of proportion, we adjust the fuss and turn it to fun. No more squawking. Who thought about things like guns and coffins? A child's mind nowadays wanna be flossing. I didn't grow up fast, but I knew our hard head left us all fast. 70s child, respect that till it's day and time. The moments I hold precious. In a child's place, taught a nigga life lessons. Up until the moment I chose this profession. Work hard, but there's no such thing as perfection. I often sit and say to myself, this be a blessing. For seeing my calling in my adolescence. Destined, forget the cars, the fly clothes. I stand froze, thinking back, clinging in the snow, making angels. Yeah, yo, harsh reality smacked me in the face as a preteen. Some of my mans got caught up in the street dreams, hustling, it wasn't my thing. Yet I knew some who did it and did it well. You know this girl, if there's a slight twist to this ghetto tale, I tell. I had a cousin named Orrell, he was funny as hell. His mama name was Pearl, so I call her Aunt Pearl. Auntie had a job off in Cali in the San Diego jail. So she packed up her shit and split. For my uncle, they was married a decade and 5 cents. Now B, me and my cousins tight. The youngest out my nana grandbabies. Let me show you why life is crazy. When you used to see people, it never dawns on you that you might not see them no more. I could remember he was 5, I was 8, playing in front of my gate. Mama telling us to come in cause it's time to eat. Say grace over food, my providers was great. Saying peace to mom and pop, still alive today. I recall one of my cousins going out to California, coming back telling us niggas dying over colors. He told me about khaki wearing Jerry Curl brothers doing drive-bys of cars with machine guns busting. I found it far-fetched, thinking the story is stretched. Finding out later on about the West Coast set. Let me fast forward the story and tell you how it ends. They moved to start a new life for his life to end. Come to find out later on he was blood and ducked it from the same set he claimed was a blood who bucked him.